Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. So before I begin this week, I want to thank you all for all your wonderful comments about last week's episode, or I should say the last episode, because sometimes these podcasts don't come out every week, which was episode 137 entitled Crunch Time. I had a lot of fun doing it, and it's nice to know that a lot of you enjoyed listening to it. So today, you know, every time I do a show, I have to select from, what topic to cover. And there's a lot of things that I find interesting, and hopefully you will find interesting also. Sometimes you may find that if you're a regular listener to the show, that I may rehash something I've covered in the past, hopefully with a little different flavor on it. I think that may be the case this time. So I have a friend of mine. Again, there it is. But it truly is a friend of mine this time. I mean, it's always a friend, but you know, this time a friend of mine. And he called me up the other day and said, I'm ready. And I said, you know, great. Ready for what? You know, what are you ready for? He goes, well, I think I'm ready to go back out and start dating again. And I didn't realize he had stopped dating. But it's not something we talk about a lot. Yes, ladies, believe it or not, not all guys talk about women every minute of every day. Not every minute of every day. So I said, you know, great. You know, I'm glad to hear it. I think it's good. It's healthy. How are you going to begin? What are you going to do? And he says, well, I want to give online dating a shot. I've never done it before, and I'm a little nervous. What do you think? So we had what I'm about to tell you now, of course, is took place over several conversations. But you know, dating, as many of you will know, is, it really shouldn't be that difficult. It really should be a coming together of two people, and, you know, to see what you like, see if there's any chemistry. Somehow it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes it becomes much more difficult. I'm not exactly sure how that happens, but it really does. So he said, well, I want to try online dating. What do you think I should do? I said, well, the first thing you want to do, you know, you're going to have to find a site that you like. Now, you know, a lot, even though there are so many different dating sites out there, believe it or not, certainly the ones I'm familiar with, they're pretty much all owned by one or two, you know, companies. So it really doesn't matter. They're all going to be using the same databases. Some of them are, now, again, there are exceptions. But you have to decide if you want something very specific. Some people want to date people of the same religion. Some people want to date people of a certain race. Some people want to date people of a certain body type. Now, you can do all that, of course, at the general sites, but there are some sites that do cater to those types of people. So, you know, it does help to know what you want before you begin. And there will be people who say, well, you want to keep an open mind. Yes, of course, everybody wants to keep an open mind. But we all know what we're attracted to and what we're looking for, right? So, you know, be honest about that. And I think the biggest challenge with online dating is not recognizing what you really want. When that happens, what you can end up with is communicating with people that you really already have a prejudiced or predisposition against. And you're like, well, I already don't like this. You don't say this to yourself necessarily, although sometimes or maybe you would. But I'm going to give this person a chance to convince me otherwise. That is a very bad attitude, not the way to begin. You really don't want to make someone jump through a lot of hoops to prove themselves to you beyond what is reasonable. And to me, reasonable is what you are willing to do to vet yourself to the other person, right? So use yourself as a yardstick. I have come across people who really set a high standard for other people, and yet for themselves, it's quite low. I could give you so many stories, but let me just sum it down. I know of a couple where the guy doesn't talk at all. He just doesn't. And whenever he tries to meet, this is a different person. Whenever he wants to meet somebody, you know, he wonders why he can't get along with anybody. Well, if you don't open your mouth to discuss anything, he goes, well, I just want to see what they have to say and if we're a match. Well, that's great, but you have to say something also. I'm not going to beat this point to death, because I think most people listening to me are pretty reasonable and you know what I'm talking about. But you do need to be honest about what you want, and you have to be honest about who you are. And I think that's very important. Now, people use the word honesty a lot, and I think you can't use it too much, but you know, saying the word and acting on it are two different things, right? Be honest, always be honest. Oh, please. You know, to me, I don't know if this should be the way it is, but in real life, it comes down to honesty is in the eye of the beholder, much like beauty is. And I'd like to think that we all know what honesty is when we see it. But I have discovered that some people have different levels of honesty, you know, and they tend to want to be more honest the more they know you. So at first, you know, what may be perceived as honest, well, let me give you an example. So you meet, and I'm getting ahead of the point a little bit, but I usually do, so you should be pretty used to it. Anyway, so you meet somebody, you're talking on the phone, or maybe you're having coffee. And at some point, you know, people say, well, so who do you live with? Now, you may have one person, I'm just going to say person A says, I live alone. And person B goes, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's good. And so then you go on and on to another date. And then you find out that three people have a key to person A's house because sometimes they stay over. Now, this may be person A's kids. This may be person A's kids who just got out of jail or been released. I'm not making this up. This does happen. To me, living alone means living alone. It means that, 6 days out of seven, and my personal preference would be seven, you know, you're the only one sleeping there. But, and you know, it's amazing how little things come out. Well, going back to person A, so-and-so stays over whenever she's in town. Or so-and-so, he and so-and-so stays over, you know, two nights out of the week. Now, that's fine, but, you know, when you make a blanket statement like, I live alone, I'm just giving this as an example, you know, you really need, think about you when you ask somebody that question and if they did that to you. I mean, I know people, okay, so I know a woman who tells people she lives alone, but she's living with her ex-husband. Now, they have a two-story house, okay? She lives on the bottom floor. It's a big house. And he lives on the top floor. Does she live alone? See? So she, you know, and then she wonders why she scares off so many guys. Well, you tell me you live alone, then I find out a month later, you know, you're living with your ex-husband. That's not living alone.
Yeah, but Mark, you know, we live in a, you know, he stays upstairs and we don't see each other very much, only when he comes down, you know, to exit the front door.
Yeah, maybe. But to me, that's not living alone. See?
Well, how is it any different than living in an apartment complex?
Well, usually in an apartment complex, people have their own keys to their own doors. One. And they usually have not been intimate and are not, or were not, married. See? So I just tell you, I've come across, I tell you, I've seen. So, you know, when you, getting back to my friend, I said, you know, you need to, if you pick a site that you think will, you know, be more compatible for what you want. And that depends on your age too. Some sites are better for people in the 30s through 50s. Some sites cater more for 55 plus. Some sites really are better for if you're under 30. So, you know, let's try to date age appropriate, please. You know, I'm always amazed when I see these 60-year-old people trying to date somebody 35. That's usually men, by the way, in their 60s, who want to date a 35-year-old, which I personally find perverted. But, hey, you know, that's yeah, I just don't get it. And women do too. There are women too. I mean, that's fine. And maybe you will find a 35-year-old who wants to date a 60 or 70-year-old. It's possible. But, you know, all things being equal, try to keep it within a reasonable range. And I hear so many people telling me, well, you know, I look younger and act younger than my age. Well, what does that mean? I've never understood people who say that. You know, if I'm 60, okay, let me just throw a number at you. If I'm 70 years old, I'm not talking about Mark now, but just from this, for instance, if I'm 70, any way that I behave is the behavior of a 70-year-old. Okay, I want anybody to understand that. People say, well, oh, you know, I don't act my age. Any age you act is your age. I just, you know, I'm going to segue just a little bit here. And I, one of the things that people do this with races, too. I mean, some of you younger people, maybe 30 and under, won't understand this. But those of us who are older will know that in the old days, and certainly in the Midwest and the South, people say, well, oh, you act like a white person, or you act like a Mexican, or you act like a... This is what people used to say. Or, you don't act like a black person. What does that mean? Yeah, it's ridiculous. And by the way, people in their own races do the same thing. You know, in the 70s, if a black man didn't know how to shake hands 13 different ways, he wasn't really a black man. That is so stupid. Okay, let that go. So instead of saying I act younger than my age, I say to you, whatever age you act is your age. Which is not to say a person cannot act like a juvenile or sophomoric. I understand that. I'm talking about a reasonable person. So it is reasonable to say that maybe other people in your age group will act the same way. You're not, you know, very few of us are truly unique. I mean, you know, the combinations of personalities are, there are types of people, you know, and as special as I think everyone is, and as unique as people can be in the grand scheme of things, you know, really let go of the ego, please. I think that gets people into a lot of trouble, certainly when they're trying to find a partner. So you need to let that ego go. Let the ego go. Maybe a song, maybe. But anyway, I hope you follow what I'm saying here. So I said to him, you know, pick a site that you think will be fine. And by the way, whether you pay, go to a paid site or a free site, that's a matter of opinion. I think it depends on, you know, what your budget can support. You know, so maybe go for a paid site. On a temporary, maybe just for 1 month, see how you like it. Or, you know, nobody says you have to do one site at a time. All right, so you find a site, set up a profile. In the profile, be honest. Please try to be honest. Put up honest pictures. You know, list your real age. You know, I mean that. I know it's very hard for women, but really, years and years ago, I tell this story, years ago, this was before dating sites. We didn't even have dating sites. But I met a woman, and I don't know where I met her. Maybe at Fry's or some computer store. Oh, she was so wonderful. Or at least I thought she was. And we talk. And, of course, you know, she said, how old are you? And I, how old are you? Well, you know, I don't talk about my age. And I said, then don't ask me to talk about my age. So she gave me her age, which I believed. It turns out she was about 12 years older than it turns out. Now, I personally didn't care. And it may not have made a difference in the beginning. I really don't think so, because we were at the age where it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, there comes a point, there's a difference between 12 years old and 24 year old. There's not much difference between 70 and 80. Well, that depends. Maybe I picked a bad example. I don't think it would have made much of a difference back in those days. I don't know. But I did feel slighted because I asked her what her age was, and turns out it wasn't the truth. It really kind of, you know, we were dating at that time, and it was all good. But still, you know, just lay it out there for me, please. Just be as honest as you can. And when people say, do you have any children? You know, tell the truth. Don't say, yeah, not in this state. You see what I'm saying? And if you're married or divorced, you know, lay it out. You know, if you're, you know, you got to do that. And, you know, we could go on and on about this. I know I need to cut this short. It's such a big topic. But I did, you know, write a profile. And in your profile, you really should, I think it's more important to state who you are than what you want within reason. If there are certain things that you will not tolerate, certainly put that in your profile. But I think it's more important for someone to know you so that you don't, again, doing the online dating, so that you don't get a bunch of solicitations from people to whom you wouldn't give the time of day. You know, really. Now, some people would disagree and say, well, you know, make the profile as sketchy as possible. That way you get the biggest, cast the biggest net and get the most fish. Yes. But I do think it's about, you know, quantity, equality as opposed to quantity. Ooh, Freudian slip there. You know what I mean? You need to know what it is you want. I mean, some people really do date just for sex. And I'm going to tell you right now that, you know, as long as the other person knows that's the case, I don't really have a problem with it. It's not my personal thing, you know, but I've lived long enough to know that, you know, one size does not fit all. There are people who really don't want a commitment. And I don't think that makes them a bad person. It may make them foolish given the diseases out there and the amount of weirdos. But that's their choice. And maybe I've lived in California a little too long and gotten too liberal. But I do think everybody has a right to want what they want within reason. And of course I'm drawing the line at common sense. I mean, I don't think, you know, people who are above 18 should be dating people below 18. You know, I'm not suggesting that. And, so don't think I'm not that liberal, you know, please. But I'm just trying to be the kind of the options that a reasonable person wants. All I'm suggesting is that you just lay it out for somebody so they know the truth. And, you know, there are, you know, people say, well, there's a man for you. No, there are, you know, hey, I've come across some women in my time, and a lot of guys are going to say, you lucky. No, I really have come across women who only wanted, intimate encounters. Really. And I'm not talking about hookers and call girls. Okay. Or women who are living on the street. I mean, professional women with businesses or with, you know, white collar jobs, and that's just what they want. Now, it's not my style. Never fit me. Looking back as I get older, I think I was a fool to turn them down. Absolutely. But it's just never been my thing, you know? So I think putting out in a profile what you want and who you, who you are and the kind of things you really want. Yeah, you're going to scare off some people, but then rather have them scared off now than later. I've never understood people who will, want to waste someone's time and pretend to be somebody that they're not. I've never understood that. You know, now that I think about it, maybe it's not that they want to waste anyone's time. It's just that they don't know themselves. Because remember, there's always two of us, right? There's the me that is really me, and there's the me that I would like to be. See? And so, I think a lot of times, especially in profiles, online dating, and even in short stories that we write, sometimes people put out what they would like to be. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are. And so part of the dating process then is to try to get to know the person. And during that process, if you're lucky, the person that you're dating will get to know themselves. That's important because, you know, I keep thinking of a situation where, you know, let's say you meet somebody and they're not smoking, okay? So you go out for 2 weeks and they say that, by the way, they say they don't smoke. Then something happened. They have a bad day at work. I don't know. All of a sudden, they're lighting up like a chimney. And you say, wait a minute. I didn't know you smoked. You know, your profile said you didn't smoke.
Well, I didn't. I'm trying to quit.
See? That can get you in trouble. Now, they may see themselves as not smoking, but it doesn't mean they're not smoking. And by the way, if I repeat any of what I just said, I had a major recording problem a minute ago. So I lost half the podcast, half the show. So I'm having to re-record this. So I apologize if I repeat anything. I don't think I'm going to, but I don't know. Anyway, in your profile, you know, be sure and please try to pick, you know, choose somebody who's geographically desirable. Okay. Do not choose somebody. If you're living in Southern California, do not choose somebody who lives in Sandusky, Ohio. not a smart thing. And there are exceptions to what I'm about to say, and I've said it in previous shows, and I'm sure I'll say it again. If you're in Southern California and you get a solicitation online from somebody who lives in Ohio or New York or New Jersey, they are either running from something or to something. But it's not a good thing. Again, there are exceptions. You know, there are careers where people can live on both coasts, flight attendants, military, some special medical personnel. I understand that. But I'm talking about here, of course, just general people. I can tell you, I've seen it happen where a person can pretty much lead a double life. You know, if I'm living here in Southern California and I'm dating some woman in Indianapolis, I don't know what she's doing every day. And you could say, yeah, Mark, but what if she lives in, 30 miles away? You still don't know what she's doing. No, but the chances of her trying to lead a double life go way down when there's not 3,000 or 4,000 miles separating us, right? I think that's fair. And I will be the first one to say that, you know, life can be this way. I could be, for example, in Florida, visiting in Florida for 2 months and not meet anybody. And then on the last day, while I'm visiting the big green gator park in the swampland of Florida, I would meet the woman to whom I'd want to be the next Mrs. Taylor. Do you get my point? That's just the way life is. The grass always seems to be greener when on the other side. I understand that. I tell you, you can live in L.A., and I've heard people who live in Los Angeles say, well, there's no good people in Los Angeles. They're all in, you know, they keep meeting people online who live in Atlanta, okay, or Buffalo, or Boise. And yet, I've had the same people, when they do move, let's say they move to, and I kid you not, for whatever reason, let's say they move to Des Moines, where they met the person, it didn't work out, you know, things happen. The person they moved there for turns out to be an axe murderer. Then they go, no, any good people in Des Moines. All right. They're all in LA. It's just the way, you know, it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be easier to meet people further away than close online. It just seems to work out. That is to say, in terms of matching up profiles. In reality, of course, it doesn't. You really do want someone to whom you can get to know. And again, there are exceptions. Yes, people can make it work. Yes, you can live in Los Angeles and date someone in, Calcutta. Or Myanmar. Sure. It could work. But it's difficult. You're going to get a different type of relationship. And if you have enough money, even then, you know, I know people who date women, men who date women in Russia, and they have the money to go and see them. Or Manila. Yeah, I've seen it. It can happen, sure. Well, if you got that kind of money, why you got to, you know, whatever. But truly, the odds are against it. A lot of time I have found that there is deception. Not blatant deception necessarily, although I could tell you stories. So, you know, and then when you do online or you dating at all, whenever you're dating, you understand that it takes time. It really does. It would be nice if things were like Hollywood says they should be, right? You know, I'm walking down the street. I see a woman. She, I don't know, drops a book while she's walking, while she's reading. I'm just giving an example. I pick up the book. We look at each other and like, woo. You know, hey, that can happen. It's happened to me. I've been very blessed in my life. That kind of thing has happened to me. But it is rare. It is so rare. And so if it doesn't happen for you, do not blame yourself. The number of variables that have to fall into place in order for something to go just right. And yes, I know you just heard my phone doing something. I apologize. But since I lost the previous part of this podcast, I'm not going to stop and edit it out. Anyway, the number of things that have to go right to meet someone, if you calculated it, it would just be mind-boggling. So, you know, don't think, well, how come it happens to so-and-so, it doesn't happen to me? You know, a lot of times, for most of us, it doesn't happen that way. If you get that kind of situation where you meet somebody and it clicks as a random happenstance, you are in the minority and a very fortunate minority. a lot of people end up dating people from high school or college. You know, they end up going back and they, you know, and that's okay. But I do know some people think, well, why is it so-and-so can always meet people? You know, you do have to put yourself out there. Make no mistake about it. And it's hard. Because none of us wants to be rejected, right? Rejection is hard. You know? I congratulate all of you who have the, you know, who have enough courage to get out there and date. If you're in a relationship, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If it's a reasonably decent relationship, try to make it better and hang on to it. You know, really. Because you're very fortunate. And if you're not in a relationship and you want to be, take the first step. You have to go out there and put yourself out there and let people know that you're looking. I know it's hard to say, hi, my name's Mark and I'm looking for a girlfriend. How's your, hi, Mark. Wouldn't that be funny? If, it'd be so funny if they, they did that. I don't know anyway.
Hi, my name's Mark and I'm looking for Baskin Robbins. Hi, Mark.
I always wanted to say that in a group. And then they say, I love you guys, you know. You know, we could talk about this on and on and on, and there's so much to cover. I'll get back to this in a couple of shows. We'll talk more about it. Again, I'm very proud of my friend who wants to go out and meet someone. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to do a lot of things, and my hat's off to him and all of you as well, who have the courage to listen to me show after show. So, until next time, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.